in association with Tucson Values Teachers. Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. In the last year, the name Common Core has become part of the vocabulary of education nationwide. Arizona has now adopted the Common Core teaching standards, which are more rigorous and require students to become critical thinkers. Next, educator Dr. Scott Whitlock will explain how this change in curriculum is being felt in the classroom.
So at Presidio, we moved completely over to the Common Core this last school year, and it's been an amazing experience. One of the reasons I came to Presidio is because you can go to the suburbs and you can find great teachers, and you can go to, you know, a prep school and you can find great teachers. But for some reason, the inner city schools do not attract as many just outstanding, highly qualified teachers as those other places. The Common Core is a nationwide initiative, multi-state nationwide initiative, that really shifts the focus in teaching from teaching knowledge in a vacuum to teaching how knowledges are interrelated with each other. What that forces us to do as teachers is to allow our students to be more independent thinkers, so that they take facts that we teach them. So we don't leave the old way behind completely. We still teach facts. But what we do as teachers are we put a larger emphasis on how students use those facts, the meaning they derive from those facts, and also just how they're going to use those facts later in their life to become responsible, you know, and great world citizens. So that's the Common Core in a nutshell. One of the things we've noticed in incorporating the Common Core is students who, you know, before when we would ask students to write in science or to write in math, that they would be like, you know, Miss Rogers or Dr. Whitlock, this is a math class. This is not an English class. Or Dr. Whitlock, you know, all of this writing and science, what does writing have to do, or what does science have to do with English, et cetera? What the Common Core has allowed us to do, and what we've seen in our students most of all, is suddenly they're starting to put disciplines together. They're starting to think, and this is a very important skill in college in my experience, they're starting to think interdisciplinarily. You know, so they cross disciplines. They see that creativity is alive and well in science, and sometimes the best way to explore something is to write about it. Also with math, writing about math, sometimes math is very abstract and nebulous, and by incorporating writing, which the Common Core forces us to do, by incorporating writing in a math class out of its element per se, or its traditional element, what you actually get is a kid who's never really gotten the concepts because they've been so numerical. Suddenly, this kid who's very good with verbal, you know, expression, suddenly starts to understand number logic and number expressions. So that's been a really huge impact on their lives. One of the things I teach in environmental science is obviously a very controversial topic like global warming. And one of the things the students get most excited and also most anxious about is that we don't know everything about global warming. You know, we have a lot of ideas and we have a lot of evidence, but they're going to have to write that narrative as they mature with this huge pressing environmental problem. So one of the ways that I unlock that is we do climate research on our own, and we try to develop critical minds around science. I love teaching science more than perhaps than I love science, because I struggled so much in my childhood with science, and it gives me an entree into how my students feel when I make them, you know, balance equations or learn the ins and outs of the Krebs cycle and all of these esoteric words that scare so many people away from science. So in a way, I love science so much and I love teaching science so much is because, one, it's the language of the 21st century, first and foremost, and those who know science have a very good shot of doing very well in this world. And second of all, I'm there to tell my students that you can learn this, even if you struggle with it. It's hard, and I'm not apologizing for it, but you can learn it with a little hard work. I want them to know that everything is possible. I never want one of my kids to think I can't do that because I don't have enough education or someone didn't believe in me. So my number one goal as a teacher is to have them be anything that they put their mind to.
That was Dr. Scott Whitlock, a science teacher and the head of curriculum and instruction at Presidio Schools.